Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Love it. Pete McMurray, Jane Monsouris in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Tree Time Trend Tuesday is powered by our friends at Tree Time Christmas Creations. Remember, we're giving away a chance to win a $200 Tree Time shopping spree so you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend. Enter now at WGNradio.com/contests. And on the phone with us to talk about the latest Christmas decorating trends, it is the owner of Tree Time. It's Lori Kane. Lori, Jane is so pumped because this is her wheelhouse right here.
Lori, I'm so happy to have you on the phone because I'm so excited to talk about Christmas tree trends.
Oh, good. It's nice to have a fellow Christmas lover.
I mean, I am a fellow Christmas lover and I'm a fellow decorating lover.
Okay.
Like, the ideas are endless when it comes to decorating your Christmas tree and how many trees can I put up in my house?
That's right. We definitely like to think a little bit out of the box. No longer just you have to stick with like hanging just little round ornaments on everything.
Right.
We do a big tree at our house and then a smaller tree in the back family room. Are more people doing that, putting more than one tree?
Yeah, we definitely see the trend. And I think part of that is powered by we sell artificial Christmas trees, and with the artificial Christmas trees, you can have trees that are all different shapes and sizes. So let's say you have a small space, you can get a smaller tree. Plus, they don't lose their needles and require maintenance and die on you. So it's just kind of more feasible. It would be hard to put up like four real trees, but four artificial
trees.
And take care of all those trees.
Best part, I'm an artificial tree lover. We grew up with them at the house. The lights are already on them. You've got a remote control. You put it up, and I can put, I mean, I have a small living space, and I'll put up three trees.
Yeah, I think these artificial trees have just enabled people to do it without all the hassle. So it's like kind of redecorating your house for Christmas. I call it like the Christmas facelift. It's a fun thing to do.
Yes, I'm so excited that you just said
Lori, Jane's got her hands up in the air. I'm not kidding.
She's ready.
That is so funny.
So, I mean, I could just talk about this all day long. I think it is like redecorating your home for this season. And I'm curious, when is the right time? I know when I think is the right time to put up your tree. I've been seeing trees pop up in a lot of the downtown windows and homes. When do we start putting up these trees?
Well, I think, and a lot of our customers who put up multiple trees often come in a little bit earlier. So some people will come in, like they'll start buying their stuff in September.
Absolutely.
So they can start, yeah, because we find that if people like put them up kind of at a slower pace a little bit earlier, they don't feel stressed about it. And they get to enjoy it longer. So we find that the people that really enjoy their trees actually do it a little bit earlier so they don't, you know, feel like, oh my gosh, I have to do it all today.
God, that's such a great point because it kind of turns into a job and you're not enjoying it. Traditionally,
that's right.
Traditionally for us, it's the Friday after Thanksgiving,
yes,
or the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
That's where I love. That's a good spot to do it because then you can make some hot cocoa or some drinks and have some Christmas music playing and get the whole family involved or just yourself.
And that's what we're really trying to do. So, like, the reason to put up all this Christmas stuff is it makes you happy with the lights and stuff. And it's to kind of, like, create the memories because we don't spend a lot of time with our family and getting together and just passing on that memory. Like my children remember decorating the trees, and so I like that part of it.
Well, I'm sure it's a tradition because you own Tree Time, but it's a tradition in our house where, you know, we hang up the Christmas tree, we turn on the music, as Jane said, maybe a hot toddy, but, you know, you make something, and it's just all about love and having fun. But when you turn it into a job and stress yourself out, if you don't have a set time where you do it every year, it's not fun.
So I guess that's maybe the right answer is, put it up whenever you're going to be able to enjoy it, you know, whatever that is for you. So just kind of think about that. And if that, you know, whatever that day is. So it won't be a job. It'll be fun. And so
the best part about it is when it's finished and whatever aggravation you went through or you did it by yourself is a lot of work. When you sit back and you enjoy the work that was put into it and know this little sense of satisfaction that you did that. And that's something that you can look at all season. I think that that just, you know, sort of wipes away all those memories if there was anything mm-hmm. frustrating or that it was too much work.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking about Lori. Go ahead, Lori.
Go ahead. I was going to say, one of our customers shared this tradition with me, and I really thought this was a cool one. So their family on Thanksgiving, they do the decorator and whatever. When they are ready, they appoint one of the younger members of the family, the children, and it's their year, and they flip a switch and turn all the lights on. So it's like kind of an honor. I thought that was a cool way to
do
it.
That's so cute. What a great idea. Now, Lori, I believe that at least have two trees in the house. One is a family tree. You decorate it with all those ornaments that the kids made that maybe you made when you were little. And it's just all this like memory tree and it's very traditional. And I always think that second tree should be themed and come up with a cool tree decor that you want to do, whether it be rustic glam or elegant opulent or if it's flocked and all white. But you have a really great trending tree decor idea.
Yeah, so one of the top style trends according to Pinterest for 2018 and they're calling it heavy metal.
And that's
showing up, you know, in home decor, in fashion, and you know, we follow those things, so we're seeing that in Christmas. So for this trend, metallic is considered kind of a new neutral with a bit of edgy glam. So it's a sophisticated look, and one of the rules that you get to break in this tree is you get to mix silver and gold.
This is great news. You are just speaking my language. This is my love language right here. Silver and gold mixed together, metallic tree, edgy.
Before you go on, Lori, my visual is the gold garland back in the day from 1970 and the silver tinsel from our trees.
They've changed in a little more sophisticated way.
They've changed since then. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And so we're mixing kind of elements of that, of silver and gold, like you're remembering. But one way we're doing it is we're adding another color, a lot of times called platinum. And it's a color that combines silver and gold. And so when you look at it, sometimes it looks silver and sometimes it looks gold. So sometimes you take those silver elements and those gold elements and you add platinum and it makes everybody play nicely together.
Okay.
So that's been a real customer favorite.
I cannot wait to decorate my tree. I'm doing the mixed metals. I'm doing
You're
heavy
doing
metal.
Mixed metals.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's fun. And so the other thing that's been trending, again, you'll notice this if you're big on home decor, is bronze and copper are huge in home decor, and they've come into Christmas too, which you can mix with your silver and gold, and ta-da, now it's kind of it's youthful looking. And you don't have to go out and start all new because you might have some silver and some gold that you already own.
Yeah, you just use it all. Now you're screaming heavy metal. What I really like, too, about this whole heavy metal, mixed metal trend is whatever color lights you have on the tree, sometimes they're, you know, multicolor, sometimes they're white, that they will just hit those metals and then kind of like cast off these really cool colors in the room.
Yep, and that's what you're doing. So in order to do that, what we do a lot of times is we'll take those round balls that are in those colors, and we put them deep inside of the tree. So we push them way in the tree, and that reflects the light, and it kind of is like a backdrop for your more
smart,
your more special ornaments.
I like that.
Try that. That's a good way to start your metals, is push those metal color balls. Which are
just don't forget they're in there when you take the tree down. I always wrap a couple in the tree at the end of the year. I'm like, oh, I love that.
Well, it's just a start for next year, right?
Here's a question. Lori Kane from Tree Time. Here's a question for you. How many ornaments is too many on a Christmas tree?
We don't think you can put too many on.
Thank you for that. Yes.
Agreed.
I have this conversation with my wife every year, and she says less is more. I go, just load it up.
See, now that's your second theme. Like, so you can do one that's overloaded, and then you could do like a plain Jane tree just to look at the beauty of the tree and put very minimal ornaments on there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, and we do that too. The other thing you can do with less ornaments is we'll create a pattern with the ornaments, like a wrapping kind of ribbon around of ornaments.
Wow.
That's kind of a cool, like, play with the style of a tree.
Now, that's a
lot
of
work. Can do, yeah, well, no, it's not, because you don't have to do the whole.
Well, you got a guy now.
You don't have to do the whole
You got Lori.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lori. Lori, you can tell us.
I have a Lori. I have a mixed marriage. I'm married to a Packer fan who is from Wausau, Wisconsin. So we both have our Bears and Packers ornaments, and they have to go on each side of the tree.
That's
they can never be near each
That's
other.
That's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
That is funny. So that could be a new theme: mixed, mixed favorites, right? Or mixed fan tree,
mixed marriages.
I love the idea. I mean, there's no reason why Christmas can't be sporty, and so get everyone involved. If somebody likes a specific team, or they don't really like Christmas but like sports, we'll make an entire tree based around your favorite sporting events. So you get ornaments that are hockey sticks, or ornaments that are footballs, and then you put on your different the Bears and the Packers and whoever else.
Oh, I like
that. Put that make the whole tree a sports.
Right.
Put it in your lounge, and when you're watching
those games, you got a man cave. You put it down in the man cave.
Exactly.
God, that's a great idea.
And we even take it one step further. So in our sports tree,
I love it.
We, you know, we're a little bit over the top here. We take actual hockey sticks and stick them in the tree too, or whatever. So you don't have to be afraid of putting big props that are really eye catching. Like, can you imagine your hockey tree? And we will put in like two hockey sticks.
Right.
That's great. I was going to ask you about oversized ornaments, but you just answered my question.
Smart.
If you're putting hockey sticks in there.
I think
you put whatever you want.
I don't think there's any rules, right, Lori? I mean, you could basically do anything.
Right. You can do anything. We have people, we create memory trees where we put, like, you know, a tree of, like, we've done a ballet tree where you put, like, your daughter's tutu or your daughter's ballet shoes, and then you make it all, like, so it means, it can mean something to you. So you just, we always profess, think out of the box a little bit. Have some fun.
And remember, we're giving away a $200 Tree Time shopping spree, so you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend. Enter online at WGNradio.com/contest. It is Lori Kane from Tree Time. Lori, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks,
Lori,
guys.
So fun to talk to you. I'm so excited to decorate my tree this year.
Okay, go get it.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
For
Happy
me.
Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That is Lori Kane from Tree Time.